You are listening to Agency Work, the podcast that provides career advice for people who want to work at a creative agency. I am your host, Parker Playstead. Today, I am talking with Beth Saunders and Tricia Watkins from Lewis Media Partners. Lewis Media Partners is a Richmond-based agency that is one of the largest media planning and buying agencies in Virginia. The agency also provides comprehensive in-house digital services. Beth has a bachelor's degree in political science and communications from Meredith College. Tricia has a bachelor's degree in marketing from the University of Georgia. Beth and Tricia, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Parker. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you. Thank you for joining me. Beth, on your website for Lewis Media Partners, you have a quote from the Richmond Times-Dispatch that says, "Lewis Media Partners helps companies make smart advertising investments." So as a media planning company, I'd like you to talk about what Lewis Media Partners does and what the media planning work is, so people here listening to us can understand what media planning is.
Sure. So Lewis Media Partners is a full-service media agency. And what that means is we handle paid media only, not earned media. We don't do any other services other than paid media. And that encompasses both media strategy and planning, as well as execution in the buying stage.
And what types of media do you get involved in? There's a range of media. So I'd like you to expand upon that and talk about the different types of media and also help us understand how media planning has evolved.
So today, as we're here doing this podcast, there are about 103 viable media channels that will accept advertising. 10 years ago, that was not the case. Even 5 years ago, it was not the case. And so you have to keep up with a fast-paced landscape that is the media world today. I would say every day we come in, there is something new to learn about a new medium that's out there. So in order to keep up with that, the way we structure Lewis Media Partners is that we have what we call channel specialists. So we dive very deep to become experts in certain channels. We are an integrated agency, and what that means is we do both traditional and digital media. We're all under one roof, and that works well because then we can collaborate between the two sides of our house, so to speak.
So when you mentioned traditional media, can you elaborate a little bit more on what traditional media was and still is?
So traditional media is anything that doesn't live in the digital world. It is comprised of broadcast, which is cable, as we call when you plug into your TV cable, not unplugged or unwired. It's radio, it's affiliate television, it's billboards, it's transit, it's newspaper and magazine. What the only media choices were 25 years ago, that is what traditional media is today.
Okay. And as we've seen digital media become more prevalent, what is the mix of traditional and digital for you and your clients lately? How is that kind of playing out? How much traditional media is still viable to your clients, and where is digital growing?
We are about a 60-40 split. So 60% of the media we place is digital. 40% is still traditional, and that may sound very surprising, but it's become a new way of thinking. For example, if I said television, television is still a very viable medium, but people, particularly like millennials and your Gen Zs, they still call it television, but they can get it in many different formats versus what we used to call one television set. They can now stream anything they want and still call it television. Particularly now with video on demand, I can customize my viewing and I can watch when I want to watch. So it's still a viable option to say TV is popular. It's just how people are defining TV and where they're watching it.
For digital channels, can you give us some examples? I think there's some examples that are fairly obvious to people who are paying attention to digital channels, but maybe there are some interesting channels that are not as obvious to people.
I think that probably the least obvious, and Tricia, you can certainly speak to this because this is Tricia's world. She lives this every day in the digital space. But lots of the avenues that people don't really think of in terms of social media have become great avenues for advertisers because of the deep layers of targeting that people can do on digital that you really can't do on traditional. Traditional is still a much broader approach to targeting, where digital can really laser focus in on many, many specifics and behaviors, not only just demographics, which is what traditional is kind of tied to. Digital will allow you to have these rich, rich layers of targeting, which is a lot less waste.
Yeah, and I think some of the newer versions of digital advertising would be podcast advertising, voice advertising, audio advertising, and connected TV is also fairly new as well. It's still on a big TV screen, but we have targeting capabilities that you can't use in traditional TV buying.
That's been a great overview of media planning. Can you give us some examples of the clients you work with?
We have a great depth and breadth of different clients, so we don't specialize in any one category. Lots of agencies are just based for tourism, or they like to focus on financial. And we like to just have a real depth of different clients. So we do everything from financial to healthcare to nonprofit. We also have, surprisingly, as we are a company of all women, we handle media for the Washington Nationals and for the NBA G League. So those are lots of fun, too. So lots of variety and different clients that we handle.
Yeah, that does sound like fun, and it is good variety. So, Beth, for our audience, it might be helpful to describe an integrated media campaign that uses multiple types of media.
E.C. Barton is a client that awarded us their business in April of last year. They are a 135-year-old retail company in the home improvement space. They're in about 53 different DMAs or markets. They came to us because they wanted to become an e-commerce, live in the e-commerce space, as well as be brick and mortar. And we took an integrated approach to their business because we knew e-com was going to require that we have media running within the digital space because we wanted to have a social aspect to that. We wanted to have a display or programmatic approach to that for targeting. But we also need the high reach that television can offer us. And we did our research. We came together as a team, and we put our plans together. And so we have traditional media running in conjunction with digital. It's worked extremely well, and they just launched their e-com site in January. And so we're looking forward to seeing the results of that.
That's a good example. Thank you. So, Beth, one of the reasons I was excited to have you and Tricia come in today is you have a very formal internship program at Lewis Media Partners. So I'd like to hear you and Tricia talk about your internship program that you run during the summer.
So I'm going to let Tricia speak to this because she was one who actually went through our internship program, and we were fortunate enough to be able to hire her right out of college. So, Tricia, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was an intern back in 2014. Since then, it's changed a little bit. It's gotten a little more formal, I would say. But we seek college students that have an eagerness to learn more about advertising with an emphasis on media planning and buying, since we don't do any creative in-house. Interns work with both the traditional and digital media teams to gain an understanding of what it takes to create a strategic and results-oriented media plan. We have 2 4-week internship sessions each summer where we select one student for each. One is typically mid-May through mid-June, then another one early July through early August. Some of the majors that we look for include advertising, media analytics, marketing, economics, business administration, and communication.
Tricia, you made a comment about the creative work is not done in-house, and the degrees you listed were more on the analytical or thinking or planning side of things. Can you talk a little bit about Lewis Media Partners and the fact that you don't do the creative work in-house, and so that's why you're looking for people with more analytical backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. So our interns typically will be conducting research for us, analyzing strategy, attending internal and external meetings, and much more. They won't be sitting at a desk working on specific creative elements, I would say. It'd be more analyzing maybe the way creative performed in media rather than actually creating it.
I agree. I think it's interesting, the word creative. I taught at the Brand Center, what was the Ad Center, and I actually started a course called Creative Media Planning. So we typically think of planning as a creative thought process. Media's art and it's science together. But to your point, we aren't graphic designers, we aren't art directors, and so folks who have that kind of major, they probably are looking for a little bit different internship because we don't really have the context for that in our house. So.
Right. Okay. I get it. So the graphic design work, you usually work with another agency, or your client may have another agency that's supplying the graphic design work, the artwork that goes into the media.
That's correct. So one of the reasons we changed our name from Lewis Media to Lewis Media Partners is because that's exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to partner with really great creative agencies because we feel like message is as important as media. It's a 50-50 deal. So we really like partnering with creative agencies for our clients.
Got it. Okay, good. Thank you. So Tricia, I'll get back to you and ask you to tell me a little bit more about projects that an intern might work on.
Yeah, so one of the projects that we have for the interns to work on throughout their internship as they're attending these client meetings and helping us research our current clients, we ask them to put together a media plan presentation for us at the end. They're given a budget and get to decide the brand they want to put a plan together for, and they're able to select the goal as well. They develop the media strategy, media tactics, media partners, and what measurement and KPIs will determine the success of the campaign. So basically what we do on a daily basis. One of our interns last year put together a presentation on Alchemy Coffee, which was pretty impressive. The one thing that really stood out to me was the research that she put into it, because that's one thing we at Lewis Media Partners really pride ourselves in, is the research that we put into to develop strategy and a media plan. She analyzed their site content, she analyzed their Twitter follower descriptions, and put together like 5 word clouds, which was just, you know, I just thought she put a lot of time and effort into it. She researched any current forms of marketing that they were doing, their competitors within a 1 mile radius, analyzed the layout of the actual location and how that was different than other coffee shops in the area. So she decided that she was going to target VCU students, particularly around summer sessions, orientation, and exam periods. So these are all things that we really look for when we start to develop a media presentation or plan. So that was one that really stood out to me. Beth, did you have any that stood out to you?
We did. So we had an intern who was passionate about data and data analytics. And we don't typically see that in a lot of our interns who have a marketing type degree. But she was fantastic at that. And so not only was she able to do this amazing analysis for us that saved us days worth of work, it was called an ANOVA analysis. She wrote code for that. So it was really impressive to see someone so young and passionate about something. But in that, she really helped us with a client's project, and it saved us a lot of time.
Yeah, and if I can say this correctly without stumbling over my words, an ANOVA analysis is complicated. I took statistics in business school, and yeah, that's kind of an advanced concept of statistics to go through an ANOVA analysis of the data. And clearly, if you're doing that, you're really working on the data.
Absolutely. And that's where she wanted to really dig in for us. And we saw that right away. That was her first approach to us, is what can I do? And if you have something along the lines of data and data analytics, that's what I'd like to do. And so we gave her as much as she could handle while she was there. She did a fantastic job for us.
Well, thank you. Both of those examples seem like a lot of work in a four-week internship. So the interns clearly got a lot of experience and had opportunities to work on a variety of things. And the one you described, Tricia, with the presentation side of it, sounds like that was a really neat experience to come out at the end with a presentation that she could share with other people, maybe part of her portfolio as she later went out looking for a job if she didn't come back to Lewis Media Partners again. Mm-hmm. If she needed to, that sounds like a great thing that she could have in her portfolio to show to people.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's what we really want. We want our interns to get a lot out of their experience with us. Even if they don't come back to us, we want to make sure that they can take the skills that they learned and apply those to whatever job that they do end up doing out of college.
So let's talk about portfolios and resumes and the things that somebody might put together in a job application, whether it's for an internship or a full-time job. What are the things that you look for? Do you look for resumes, cover letters, portfolios, letters of recommendation, grades? What is it you're looking at?
We typically look at cover letters and resumes. So a cover letter, really, you can tell if a candidate puts any time into it right off the bat. If it's short and sweet and kind of looks like they replaced and found our company name and kind of send that out to a lot of people, that doesn't say to me as a person who chooses the interns that you took a lot of time and did research on our company and really decided that this was something you wanted to apply to. So I would say a cover letter is really important. If there's misspellings in a cover letter, that's a big red flag. With resumes, I think what we're looking for is that your major aligns with what we do at Lewis Media Partners. Grades play a factor, not a huge factor, I would say.
And what about a portfolio? Is a portfolio important?
Some students will have a website on their resume and they have some of their work there. So we'll definitely take a look at that. And that's also a way for a student to describe themselves in a different way, especially if they do have a lot of students have a creative minor and a strategic major. So it's nice to see those two come together on a website.
So, Tricia, I know on the website for Lewis Media Partners, you have the information about your summer internships already up on the website, and you're going to start taking applications soon, or maybe you've already started taking applications. And there's a timeline to this, so I'd like you to talk about what that timeline looks like.
Yes. So the deadline to apply for our internship program is March 29th, and we typically make decisions within that first week of April.
Okay. So this episode is going to air sometime in the middle of March, so there's a little bit of time once you hear this to get your application in if you're interested in working at Lewis Media Partners. So Beth, you've told me that when the interns show up, they better be ready to work, that they're put to work and they're expected to handle a workload like a normal employee. So I'd like you to talk about that.
That's right. We want this to be a real world experience. And I think the only way to get a real world experience is to, from day one, put them in that environment. We've had interns to show up at 10 o'clock on a Monday, and by noon we have them in a client meeting. True story. So we want this to be realistic for them. This is a fast-paced, deadline-driven industry. And we want them to understand that and to get a real feel for what that is on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so they need to be ready to work. And when you say 10 a.m., that's actually when the internship starts for the day. It's not like they're coming in late at the day. The internship starts from 10 and goes till what time?
3 p.m.
3 p.m., so 10 to 3, 5 days a week. So I kind of reacted to that like, wow, that sounds like a slacker coming in at 10 a.m. But no, that's a window of time for the internship. So Tricia and Beth, I'd like you both to talk about the culture at Lewis Media Partners. Each agency has its own culture, and I'd like you to describe the culture at Lewis Media Partners.
At the end of our interviews with our interns, we always say, do you have any questions for us? And their first question is always, why do you like working here? And my answer is always our culture and the people that I work with, that I feel so lucky to be able to come to work every day with people I enjoy seeing and that I know are on my team and that are going to help me. It's not me against everything else that's going on. If I need help, I can always go to Beth. If Beth needs help, she can always come to me. I think it's so nice to go to work every day knowing that there's a team that has your back. And also, one of the things we do after the internship program's over is ask our interns to evaluate our internship program. And we ask them what their favorite thing was, and almost every single intern has said the people at Lewis Media Partners.
We're very proud of our culture. We believe in a true life-work balance. We have young mothers who work at our agency, and we want them to feel that they have that balance. We have people like Tricia, who are very athletic, and so they have outside interest after work and sports. We want them to feel like they have the time to do that. So when we're there, we work really hard. We're what we call zoners. Most of us zone. We zone in. We get the work done. We're task-driven. We don't micromanage. We don't like that. We love everyone to manage their own desk, their own tasks. But at the end of the day, we like to have fun as well. And so that's really important to us, to try to carve out time together. We're an extremely collaborative team, and you have to really know your coworkers in order to trust them and be collaborative. So we really encourage that people get to know one another, both inside and outside of work. And the interns fall into that category as well. They're always invited to do anything that we're doing. So we want them to feel a part of the family as well.
That's great. It does sound like a great work environment. For the work that you're doing in media planning, I think it's important to understand media consumption. That's part of what you're doing for your clients, is helping them understand media consumption and developing a media plan accordingly to that. So I'd like you to give me some insight on how do you learn how to understand media consumption?
I think it comes in two ways. We are really big on research, as Tricia had mentioned, both primary and secondary research. And that gives us a lot of information and helps to kind of put meat on the bone of a consumer, how they think, how they act, what media they're consuming. The digital age has brought about this amazing thing called tracking, right? And so we can track behaviors. And we are constantly at Lewis Media Partners saying, apply and learn, apply and learn. And so from the data that we collect, we apply that, we learn from it, we pivot if needed. But it really gives you great insight into a consumer on so many levels. But it starts with great research and then understanding what to do with that research as it applies to a media plan.
So the research is both quantitative and qualitative?
That's correct.
And Tricia, as the younger person here at the table with us, I'm going to speculate that a current marketing degree is more quantitative than it used to be, and there's a good balance of quantitative and qualitative studies in your classes.
Yes, I can agree with that. I had a mixture of consumer behavior classes. I was in statistics classes. So I'm able to apply a little bit of what I learned at Georgia at Lewis Media Partners, but I would say that I learned mostly what I do from my internship and just from working there. So I would encourage students out there, don't be afraid to apply for an internship if you don't think your major perfectly aligns with it, because you might learn that you like something about an industry that you didn't know, and you can try to get a class that aligns more with that your next semester to broaden your toolbox. So I would always encourage students to apply for an internship and go interview and figure out really what you're going to be doing and ask a lot of questions. And that's how you get the most out of any internship that you're going to do.
Well, Beth and Tricia, thank you for your time today. We've run out of time, so I've got to wrap this thing up now. To our audience, you have been listening to the Agency Work Podcast. My guests today have been Beth Saunders and Tricia Watkins from Lewis Media Partners. We've been talking about media planning and internships and a lot of other topics, including the culture of their agency and some advice for people who are interested in getting into media planning. To learn more about Lewis Media Partners, go online to lewismediapartners.com, all one word. LewisMediaPartners.com. Thank you, Beth and Tricia.
Thanks, Parker. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Parker.
And to our audience, thank you for listening. I will be back next week with a new guest, and I hope you will tune into that episode. This podcast was recorded at Red Amp Audio in Richmond, Virginia. This is Agency Work, signing off.